We just wanted to stand back for this for a few minutes and let you hear Martin McGuinness's thoughts himself at various stages when he was interviewed by this programme. For example, let's go back to 2007. I sat down with him that year when he had just been appointed Deputy First Minister, and we began with his thoughts on beginning a working partnership with Ian Paisley.
We all know about how Ian Paisley has felt about me over the course of, I suppose, 30 years.
How has he felt about you?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to speak for him. You used the word he despised me for 30 years, and in all probability that is true. I didn't have a great opinion of him either.
During the course of those 30 years. You?
Well, I'm not really concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is whether or not the work that we're engaging in is positive and constructive and in the interest of the people that both he and I and others represent.
What do you really make of him, though? Do you like him?
Well, I didn't like him for 30-odd years. And, of course, I never met him.
It's that pause, though. It's that pause, isn't it? And you're unable to say yes. So this man that calls himself your boss, you don't really like him, do you? You still don't?
No, don't put words in my mouth. For 30-odd years, I had a view of Ian Paisley, which was shared by the vast majority of nationalists and Republicans. Over the course of the recent while, we have seen the DUP come together to join in government together and to effectively work forward in the interests of all the people that we represent. I do not dislike the man at all. I like what I see. I like his attitude. I like his approach.
Have you shaken his hand yet?
Well, he hasn't shaken my hand yet, but that's not a big deal. That's more a media thing. What is more important is that we engage in the work of governing in the interests of the people we represent, and that's precisely what we're doing. Now, I know that probably comes as a big surprise to you, and maybe a lot of people who will watch your show will also be surprised and wonder, you know, is Martin telling porky pies? Well, it's not Martin's interest to tell porky pies. I have to take people as I find them, and as I found Ian Paisley over the course of the last 3 weeks, I have found a politician who I think is as dedicated and determined as I am to make this new dispensation work.
First meeting of the new policing board. So you're telling people to trust the police now?
Well, I'm telling people quite clearly that if there's criminality taking place within communities, you must trust the police to investigate those criminal acts.
Have you killed many policemen in your time, Martin?
Well, I was part of the IRA, as many people know.
Have you pulled the trigger?
Well, let me answer the question. I was a member of the IRA, and the IRA killed members of the RUC and killed members of the British Army. And if there is a responsibility for being a member of the IRA for all of that, then I have to accept the responsibility. But that was in the past.
I wonder if I'm sitting here looking at a killer.
Well, you can wonder all you want. What I'm wondering is what is happening now and what's going to happen in the future. I have never been ashamed of my past.
But you won't really admit to it, will you?
Well, I do admit I was a member of the IRA. And that I did oppose the RUC and the British Army.
And if any member of your community has evidence about you, do they bring it to the police or not?
Well, people have to make their own judgments about what they do.
But that's not what you're saying to your community. You're saying if there's any criminality, go to the police. It's be quite hypocritical for you to say, except about me.
No.
So what bit do they go to the police
about?
Well,
I mean, don't twist what I'm saying, Stephen.
Well, you tell me straight then.
You posed a question to me about the policing board meeting tomorrow. We are in a totally new dispensation. I am talking about criminality. I'm not a criminal. I was never a criminal. So let's deal with the here and now and what I am asking people to do now in the context of this new dispensation. No, I'm not advocating that Republicans and nationalists should go out and give information on the IRA over the IRA campaign in the past. I can't do that, and I think very few people within society would expect me to do that.
Tell me what you're directly saying then to that housewife, and I grant you there are people on the other side with equally as valid points to make, but what do you say to her as she's sitting there tonight and she's hurting because her husband is now dead, shot dead by the IRA? What do you say to her? Is she entitled to justice?
Well, I think everybody's entitled to the truth.
No, what do you say to her? Everybody's, not individual, Martin.
Yeah, but everybody's entitled to justice. But remember this, Stephen, we did have a mighty negotiation in 1998. It was called the Good Friday negotiations. So we all know about that. The gates were opened and the prisoners were released. Now, over the course of the last 8 or 9 years, there has been a fairly dismal failure to implement the agreement. We now have probably the best opportunity that has ever been provided to do that. We have to remember that woman of which you speak, and we have collectively to address how we resolve that.
She's got to trust
in the course
you now.
Of the next while.
Leave politics aside. I want to know what the Deputy First Minister is actually like. What's important to you, Martin?
Well, my family, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, the communities that I come from, the Gaelic Athletic Association, of which you're not very good at in terms of what I saw of you recently. But
I managed to run away from them.
I like fly fishing.
This is going to consume so much of your time now, though. Yeah. Is there going to be any time for your family and your kids?
I go home every night that I possibly can, because that is the only way that I can have any semblance of a proper home life. And I eat my own dinner in my own house in the evening. Sometimes that's at 10 and 11 o'clock at night.
Martin McGuinness speaking to me back in 2007.